And so you might easily have a white supremacist who is also a Boogaloo boy. You also see the melding between the white supremacist groups and the anti-government extremist groups. There tends to be a lot of overlap there, but you could find somebody easily. You could find a militia or a member of a militia who hates racism, who hates white supremacy. They are just about the right to bear arms and be able to exercise protection for their neighborhood through a militia. So it's really hard to categorize with broad brushstrokes. And part of the reason that perhaps we haven't been able to take domestic terrorism as seriously as we should have is because of that decentralized lack of organization to many of these groups. I mean, you often see infighting between supposed leaders of these groups, and it can give this false sense that they don't have their act together, they're not actually that dangerous because they're always fighting with one another and they can't even agree on the issues that they stand for.